You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been injected with his second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It comes amid the federal government's launch of a website called Is It True, designed to counter misinformation about virus vaccines. The resource vows to provide credible and trusted information about coronavirus vaccines to help reassure Australians who are hesitant about getting inoculated. Mr. Morrison says the answers to any questions Australians have about vaccines can be found on the website.
Go to the authorised sources of information when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine. Don't go to Dr. Google, don't go to Dr. Facebook, don't go to any of those places where everyone can have an opinion but no one has responsibility.
In New South Wales, a 47-year-old security worker from two Sydney COVID-19 quarantine hotels has tested positive to the virus, ending the state's over 50-day local infection-free run. The man worked at the Sofitel Hotel in Wentworth and the Mantra Hotel at Haymarket. State Health Minister Brad Hazzard says investigations are ongoing into how the guard contracted the virus.
Pleasingly, his family at this point have tested negative, and that's a good indication, but until we've done all of the necessary investigations and got the genetic sequencing done, it's hard to actually provide any clear indication as to source, which is why the extra time is being done in terms of going back further.
Victorian health authorities say the coronavirus outbreak linked to the Holiday Inn is officially over after the last active case was cleared. Overall, the cluster saw 24 people infected after a hotel worker first tested positive on February the 7th. It resulted in a statewide 5-day circuit breaker lockdown and the stopping of international flights to Melbourne. The Grand Chancellor Hotel in Brisbane is in lockdown while health authorities investigate an infected traveller. The Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the latest positive case is possibly a historic infection.
But of course, we're not out of the woods yet, because we know that in hotel quarantine we are getting more positives of people coming back from overseas.
It comes after a doctor from Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital tested positive to COVID-19 after contact with patients who had also tested positive. Three close contacts linked to the doctor have all tested negative to coronavirus so far. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.